Welcome back, everyone, to the Darchei Noam B-Spanders series on the Memches Kinyani Torah. Today, we learn about the fourth Kinyan Torah, that of Binas Halev. What's Binas Halev? So the simple interpretation of it is the understanding of the heart or of the mind. And the question is whether Binas Halev relates at all to the previous Kinyanim of Shmias HaOzen and Arichas Fasayim, the listening of one's ear and the articulation of one's lips. What is the connection between all of these kinyanim? And what is the role of Binas Halev in our learning? So we'll share three ideas. Number one is that Binas Halev means that we should not just hear the words, we shouldn't just have Shmias HaOzen, but we have to fully understand that which we learn. That is how Rabbi Matisyahu HaYitzhari and the Maharal explain this phrase. The Machzor Vitri adds that we do so, we fully understand by asking and answering within our learning. We ask on ourselves and we answer the questions that we ask. Rav Yitzchak of Volozhin, the son of Rav Chaim of Volozhin, he reported that Rav Chaim, in order to fully understand his learning, he would go out of his way to propose an explanation of whatever he was learning, and then he would contradict his explanation. He wouldn't just suffice with whatever he explained, but rather he would go out of his way to contradict what he said, and then he would revise his explanation, and so on and so forth, until he concluded with what he considered to be what was the ultimate truth. Idea number two is that of the Tiferes Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz, who lived in the 1800s in Poland, who says that Binas Halev refers to making inferences from that which one learns. Because the word Bina means to be Maven Davar Mitoch Davar, to understand something from something that one already knows. That's the way that Chazal explained the word Bina. And often when we have a reflection of a penetrating and profound understanding is an ability to make inferences and apply that which one learned to a new context. That shows that we really have a full understanding of our learning, and that's why Chazal used the word Bina, Binas Halev, when instructing us to understand that which we learn. The third idea comes from the Ruach Chaim, Reb Chaim of Volozhin, who says that Binas Halev means that when we are reviewing, which we learned already is the meaning of Arichas Fasayim, that we articulate our learning over and over again, when we review, it's not sufficient just to say the words, just to articulate them, but rather each time that we review, we have to understand the Torah as if it were new, as if it was the first time that we were learning. The Imrei Emes of Avraham Mordechai Alter of Ger, the fourth Ger Rebbe, so he explained the meaning of a Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Tes Amid Beis, which says that the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha is a person who reviews his learning 100 times versus a person who reviews his learning 101 times. How could that be the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha? Explains the Imre Emes that the tzaddik learns 101 times. What that means is that on the 101st time, he feels that his learning is new. Even after learning 100 times, even after reviewing 100 times, he still stands at the beginning when he approaches the Torah for the 101st time. And perhaps that is why the word lev is associated with understanding, binas halev. Because when we understand, we have to have the feeling and engagement of our hearts as if we were learning for the very first time. So by acquiring the kinyan of binas halev, the fourth of the 48 kinyani Torah, we learn with a full understanding, we make inferences and deduce applications from our learning, and we learn with the freshness and novelty of the very first time that we encounter the Torah.